Well, we've added this segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and as I mentioned in the welcome announcements and so forth, a very unique time as we're celebrating July the 4th on Saturday, and then next week we'll meet in the church, and July the 4th will be over. Phil and I had been thinking about and talking about, well, maybe we ought to mention a little bit about July the 4th and the meaning and why do we celebrate it. And I've been thinking an awful lot about it, especially with all the stuff that's going on in our country today, where people don't respect the rule of law, people don't respect the foundings of our country, the freedoms that we have. And, you know, the Bible is talks an awful lot about Israel that way too, and God had challenged the Israelites, the Hebrew people, when they drifted off and doing crazy things. There's something in the Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 6 called the Shema. Well, that word in the Hebrew, Shema, simply means listen or hear. So I want to take that scripture and just sort of bring it up to speed with modern day America. Hear, O America, the land of the free, the Lord is our God and the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons and your daughters, and talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand or on your mind, that they shall be the portals of your thinking. And put them on your forehead. There's a little thing called a mezuzah that you... It's just a little, like, they come in different kind of things. Some of them are just a container. Some of them are just metal and everything. Then you put them, scriptures inside the mezuzah, and you put them on your doorpost. And you are then blessed by your coming in and going out. And the real scripture in Deuteronomy says, you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Well, I kind of took liberty with the scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 6 called the Shema. But to think about what's going on in our society and what's going on in our life today, you know, America is a fundamentally different America than it was during the founding in 1776. Some believe that conservatives mourn any change, but that's not true. We fought the end of slavery. We gave women and the minorities the right to vote and provide equal protection under law. And you see, these changes were virtuous because they sought to fulfill the spirit of the Declaration of Independence and fulfill the noble intent and the purpose of what America should be. And we should rightfully celebrate these changes. Even though we have made great progress in some of the areas over the years, we must realize that we're not yet the America that our forefathers envisioned. We have allowed the government to become overbearing and tyrannical at times and controlling almost every aspect of our life. You see, the seeds of independence and the tree of liberty must be planted again and again and again. And those of us who believe in the principles that bind us together, which are freedom, independence and self-government, self-determination, these principles must unite us and restore our government to its constitutionally defined role. So let us seek to fulfill the spirit of the Declaration of Independence and the 4th of July once again, and become a people with a government, and no longer a government with just people. So what it means? It means that we must decide what the government can do and cannot do, not the other way around. We are protected by those Bill of Rights. Well, I hope and pray that you think about the things that are going on. And you know, we in our schools, they don't teach civics anymore. Thank God that Governor DeSantis is bringing civics back into the curriculum and in the schools. And But so we have two generations, maybe three generations, that don't understand really what the founding of this country is, the true founding, the true purpose, the true meaning of a Judeo-Christian ethic in our society, and what it means to be an American, to be full of grace and love. And we thank God for all of those Americans who laid down their life to keep not only our country free, but think about it. You know, most of us know a little bit about the history that we as Americans went. When the call came to help other people, we were there. But, as they say, sometimes history repeats itself. But I found a little quote about Mark Twain. And Mark Twain said that history does not repeat itself, but it rhymes. How astute of Mark Twain. You see, without a historical perspective, leaders cannot be viable and thoughtful leaders. Ordinary people cannot conquer new horizons and undertake new challenges of life, and past mistakes and perhaps those valuable lessons we ignore in making our current policy. You see, without history, we cannot see the long progression of culture, language, and reasons why our country has developed and excelled and sometimes even failed. But we admitted our mistakes and we try to keep on keeping on. That's the lessons of God and in the Bible and the lessons of history, as it provides the warning signals that danger is coming to a society. I don't know about you, but we have a lot of warning signals going on right now in our day and time. But you know, bad decisions will jeopardize the world surrounding us. And sometimes providing these warning signals that danger is coming to a society makes us awake and understand that bad decisions will jeopardize the world surrounding us. I used to like to watch when I was a younger person, and I don't remember what years it was on, but I always remember it was called Lost in Space. And Will, the young man that was with him, he had a robot that went with him everywhere he went. And when danger was there, he would simply call out, "Danger! Danger! Warning! Warning! Danger ahead!" And Phil then would pay attention and try to avoid that danger. Well, we hope and pray that these dangers that are around us now, that we can evaluate them, we can kind of help people, and you know, we don't always agree, but sometimes we can agree to disagree as long as we have principles in our life. And that comes down to what the book of 2 John talk about, and all through scriptures where it says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and love others as you have loved themselves. So hope and pray that you're having a good day. We certainly do want to keep our country in prayer during these treacherous times, but hope and pray that also with the COVID thing, that we deal with it, we find a cure or a vaccine or something. But in the meantime, we just need to practice some common sense, some social distancing, and hope and pray that you all are doing well. Well, the time for prayer is always, every moment of our waking life. And you say, how can you do that, preacher? Well, God's Holy Spirit gives us an opportunity to pray and to talk to God wherever we are. Seek God's wisdom today. As we pray that prayer that Jesus taught, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Hope and pray you have a good day.